state ag commissioners met from across the country to discuss the most pertinent issues facing the ag community right now. Here to tell us more about the annual NASDA conference, South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. I guess the first question is, what exactly is NASDA, Commissioner?
Well, it is our umbrella organization of all of the state departments of agriculture, and all 50 states represented in a few of the territories. We have two meetings a year, one in Washington, strictly based around legislative and government engagement, but then one annual meeting hosted by the sitting president. In this case, it was in Louisville, Kentucky, with the Kentucky commissioner as our host, and I thought their staff put on a very good meeting, very informative, a lot packed into, for me, it was a day and a half, but I think it was 2.5 days total. It was just good to be back and see some of my colleagues face-to-face.
What were some of the issues that were discussed, Commissioner?
Well, again, with the changing emphasis out of Washington around climate and changing potentially of water regulations, the waters of the U.S., that was an issue. And things focused around that, but a lot of our breakout sessions, one that I found very informative was about a sustainable food system going forward and what are the phases of that and how do we promote it and be aware of all of the challenges of that so that, like others, we can make sure that hunger is combated and overcome in not only our country but other parts of the world where we can help. So a variety of issues, a lot of internal policies, things that that we have to manage. One development is that the six-year term CEO is she retired, and we have a new CEO coming in, so that's always a a significant change. So again, a lot of internal things, but mostly how do we represent the voices of our farmers from all across this country in those arenas, if it's legislative or public opinion or consumer engagement, how do we represent it most effectively, you know, on behalf of the farmers that we work for?
A couple of issues that come to mind, broadband, rural broadband, I'm sure that was discussed, and implementation of the new policies for hemp. So I'm sure that was something that was on the agenda as well.
It was, and hemp is always an interesting topic. One thing we did specifically was advocate that it fall under what's called specialty crop programs that allow for some research dollars and other things that go to your strawberries and your peaches and your non-program crops are called specialty crops, kind of, and we want research for hemp and things like that for it to qualify. Not advocating any changes in status, legal status, this, that, and the other, but just for it to qualify for research. So that was one thing we did. In broadband, we're like everyone else recognizing that broadband limitations in rural areas especially can limit the development of agriculture. One thing that kind of tied to that was a presentation on precision agriculture and just what a positive impact it has, not only economically, but also environmentally, on the amount of input that you apply. Well, without good broadband, literally on top of covering a field, they were not able to use precision agriculture as efficiently as we can. So that ties it all together, if you will, that investment in capable broadband speeds and capacity has an impact on the economy of farming, but also the environment that we're also concerned about.
I know it was must have been good to get back together and see some of your colleagues from across the country and compare notes and see how things were going since the last time you were able to get together, both not only on a professional level, but a personal level as well.
It was. It absolutely was. One thing, for one event, they took us out and we got a tour of Churchill Downs, the racetrack. And I just learned the history of some of the horse names that we recognize over the years, Triple Crown winners. But I was just amazed at the fact that on the day of the Kentucky Derby, they'll pack 175,000 people in there. And I just try to think through the logistics of managing 175,000 people in it. So that was fascinating for me personally. And so, yeah, but to get to see colleagues that I haven't seen for the better part of 2 years, it was personally rewarding to make the trip.
Yeah. There's something to be said for technology and Zoom calls and everything else, but it's always good to be able to get back face-to-face. I don't think anything can quite beat that.
Better in a room than on Zoom.
Yeah, exactly right. With South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis, and that's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.